gentlemen around the Delaware Valley. This is Joe Dougherty. Welcome to a special edition of The Labor Show as we welcome Democratic gubernatorial candidate and the next governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, to the broadcast. Josh, how are you, sir?
Hello, Joe. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we really want to thank you because I know you took time out of your very busy schedule, and we're getting down to the home stretch now. We're all excited about what's about to happen. I also want to welcome my co-host and our sponsor, John Cervanos of the law firm of Soloff and Cervanos, also a member of the Philadelphia Trials Association and the PA Association of Justice, big supporters of our next governor. So welcome to the broadcast, John.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
So it's great
to
have you.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
So having said that, I'd like to start off, Josh, a labor question. If you will, start off by talking about your commitment to working families and protecting the right to organize, as well as your commitment to creating good paying union jobs, which will certainly be all in jeopardy if your opponent has his way.
Look, my commitment runs long and deep. Y'all know I've been there for organized labor. As Attorney General, I started the first ever fair labor section because I thought workers were getting screwed in Pennsylvania, and I wanted to have their backs and make sure that under the law, we were able to protect them. I've been proud to, take on the federal government to protect, the tips for waiters, waitresses, bartenders. I was proud to prosecute the largest Davis-Bacon prevailing wage theft case in the history of the United States of America here in Pennsylvania. We won that case, filed criminal charges, and got all $21 million back to Pennsylvania workers who had gotten ripped off. We've been really proud to lead the way and having workers back. So as AG, I've been in a position to protect union rights. As governor, I want to expand union rights. I want to make sure that more Pennsylvanians have the opportunity to join a union. I want to invest more in union apprenticeship programs so we can fill the jobs we need of tomorrow with more welders and electricians and plumbers, you name it. We have got to focus on expanding that base, expanding those number of workers, because that's what's going to help grow our economy. Union women and men help build this commonwealth, and we need to make sure we have their backs and strengthen their hand so that it, in turn, it strengthens all of us.
Absolutely. And certainly our collective bargaining rights are at the right. You're doing this. You talk about what's on the line, the ability to collectively bargain. So
without question. Now, I was going to say, Joe, without question, I mean, that is a central issue in this campaign. I will always oppose right to work. This will never be a right to work state so long as I'm governor. Yet my opponent is out every day campaigning on making this a right to work state, campaigning on the idea of shutting unions down and taking away your rights. It's an area where we have a profound disagreement. And listen, Joe, this isn't some theoretical thing. We know that this legislature will put a bill on the desk of the next governor to basically outlaw unions by making this a right to work state. I'll veto that bill. My opponent will sign it. And again, this will never be a right to work state so long as I'm governor.
Absolutely. And that's when we say it's the most important election in our lifetime. That's what's on the line. What I'd like to do, because we're in a sense spit firing here, go to John Cervanos, because we're going to talk about another topic that's obviously near and dear to your heart, Josh, and that is crime and your commitment. John, if you will.
Sure. Josh, as the Attorney General, you've always taken on the tough cases successfully, such as what you've done with the Catholic Church in these cases. As governor, talk about your commitment to fighting crime and keeping citizens of Pennsylvania safe during a time when crime, particularly gun violence, is so high in so many of our urban areas, and particularly in Philadelphia, where I live.
Hey, John, listen, the level of crime is unacceptable, period. People have a right to be safe in their communities. They also have a right to feel safe in their communities. as Attorney General, and granted, we don't have the level of jurisdiction that, you know, every DA and local law enforcement have, but we are able to help complement some of the work that's being done when we have jurisdiction. So let me quickly rattle off our record. As AG, I've arrested 8,200 drug dealers during my time in office, almost 500 gun traffickers, over 500 child predators in our communities. Hell, we've even arrested over 100 corrupt public officials of both parties. I'll take a backseat to no one on that. There couldn't be a clearer contrast. My opponent literally didn't follow police orders on January the 6th when he was part of the mob who stormed the Capitol. And, you know, we know that on that day and days after, police died as a result of that mob. And yet my opponent sided with the mob instead of law enforcement. I think, you know, my track record combined with just how unfit for office my opponent is a reason why local police have endorsed me all across Pennsylvania. It's why they're backing me. I'm proud to be backed by the FOPs. I'm proud to be backed by the state troopers. I'm proud to be backed by prosecutors across Pennsylvania. By the way, John, of both parties, Republican and Democrat and independent. So the support we have in law enforcement runs deep, and I'll continue to have their backs. As governor, I want to make some strategic investments to help make our community safer. For example, I've talked throughout this whole campaign about the need to hire 2,000 more police officers in Pennsylvania. It's critical that we have properly trained police in our communities. That's really, really vital. And then we also have to invest in some of the underlying issues that are driving violence in our community, a lack of education, workforce opportunities, mental health. Those investments are really important as well.
John, you wanted to ask a question. We're going to finish up with an educational question, but John, you wanted to ask Josh a question about, you know, the rift sometimes between the urban and the rural areas.
This is something that, you know, I see nationally. You see it on all the national talk shows, Morning Joe, and places where everybody gets very intellectual about the issues. But, you know, I try cases all over the state. And I just want you to address, if you will, the growing rift between what I see. They call it two Americas, but I see it as a rift between rural America and urban America. And particularly in Pennsylvania, which is Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, and the rest of the state, particularly the areas between Harrisburg and Pittsburgh, which are deeply, deeply red. How do we bring this state together? What's your plans to bring this state together?
But John, I think a lot about that. And, you know, of course, I'm fanatical in how much I travel and get across the state. You know how hard I work. And yep. I'm in these rural communities and urban and suburban communities all the time. This weekend's a great example. I'll be all over the place as I am typically. And I guess, you know, I have to push back respectfully on you a little bit. And obviously, you know, I say this with respect.
Go right ahead.
I don't sort of feel that rift when I'm out there. Maybe some of the ways it's portrayed in the media or online there is, but I actually see a lot of common humanity when I travel around. I'll give you a few examples. Like, you know, there's a problem getting connected to the internet at high speed, affordable rates in some very white rural communities in Pennsylvania, as well as in some, you know, urban communities in Pennsylvania. You know, these neighborhoods look really different. The folks who live there look different, but they have a common problem. They can't connect to high-speed affordable internet, which makes it harder for their kids to learn, harder for them to run their small business or their farm, harder for them to get good healthcare outcomes. It's also true that when it comes to workforce development, we're failing to make important investments in urban and rural communities. Same thing goes for healthcare. We've got a lack of healthcare access in parts of North Philly, along with, parts of North Versailles in Pennsylvania. So there are areas that look really different, but they got common problems. And so for me, solving those problems will also help us create a new political dynamic in Pennsylvania that will actually bring people together, actually will help us see the humanity in one another, our common humanity. So I just think it's really important that we help people understand one another better through our common set of challenges. And I want to be a governor for all Pennsylvanians, no matter where you live or what you look like, you know, who you love, who you pray to. I want to make sure that I can be a governor that lifts everybody up and in that process, hopefully repair our politics.
And Josh, on that line, education and investing in education is important to you. Talk about your plan to invest in education, including one thing you elaborated earlier, investing in vo-tech and apprenticeships. You know, because as we know, a lot of our children are headed to college and others are potentially seeking a career in the trades. Talk about that.
I just think it's important that we not only write a check to a school district, which we have to invest in our schools. There's no question. But you just got to make sure that we're kind of refocusing people's minds around the creation of opportunity, right? So like if you're in the 10th grade, you should be able to have a mental health counselor, for example, in your school building to help make sure you're healthy. You should be going to a school that's healthy to be in, right? And you should also be in a place where you can learn a trade. And listen, let's be honest, it's not going to be for everybody. But if you're turned on by the idea of being a welder, we shouldn't force you to go take on a bunch of college debt before you get to that apprenticeship program. We should help you get right into that apprenticeship program, the union apprenticeship program, funded in part through the Commonwealth. That is going to help us, you know, create the jobs we need of tomorrow and, you know, help a lot of young people find direction in their lives. And by the way, a good byproduct of that, back to your question about crime before, is it's going to help create safer communities. So I think it's just really important to invest in our schools, but to make them focused on the creation of opportunity. That's what really matters.
Absolutely. And so we know that your time is short and we appreciate you being here. One final question that John and I put together. Yeah, people talk about the most important election in your lifetime and all those things. But in this situation, that is not an understatement. And this is
right.
And this is about getting the vote out. If you would, as you leave us, tell our listeners what's on the line when it comes to this particular election.
Look, it's all on the line. I mean, I'm running against by far the most extreme and definitely dangerous candidate to ever run for governor in Pennsylvania, and probably by far the most extreme and dangerous running in the nation right now. He's someone who wants to take away our freedoms, whether it's the right of women to be able to make decisions over their own bodies or the right of people to be able to join a union.
Yep.
Your right to vote. It's all on the line. And this guy keeps saying the quiet part out loud about how he wants to take away your vote, take away your freedoms. And I'm not going to stand for that. Listen, guys, my name may be on the ballot, but it's your rights and your future that's on the line right now. It's the future of organized labor. It's the future of women. It's the future of all of us if my opponent is able to take away your right to vote. Our right to vote is the foundational force in our democracy. It's your power, and he wants to take it away. So we got to mobilize and organize over these next several days here before the election. We got to make sure we get out and vote. And we got to recognize that we have the power here to push back on Doug Mastriano's dangerous extremism and instead elect me, someone who's always going to have the backs of organized labor, someone who's going to invest in workforce development, create jobs, and create a stronger economy.
And that was exactly, you know, what where I was going. Our workers' rights, our women's rights, our right to vote, our basic freedoms, that is not an understatement. And so having said that, Attorney General Josh Shapiro, we want to thank you so much for joining us on a special edition of the Labor Show. We will be out there in droves for you on election. Keep doing what you're doing. On behalf of John Zervanos, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.